Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello there, and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Awesome to be back on this beautiful day, and I hope that you have had a great weekend and that your week is off to a fantastic start. I'm looking forward to sharing some amazing things with you this week. We've got some theater, we've got music, we've got food and wine and loads of competitions, so stay tuned. It is going to be an awesome show. I highly enjoyed Annie, which is now currently on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino this past weekend. I had an absolute blast. What an amazing performance. Certainly of international caliber, and I was really blown away by the talent, and it was absolutely amazing. So if you're thinking you might want to go see it, or you're not sure, or the kids are bugging you, they really want to go see it, do yourself a favor and make sure you get your tickets before the show sells out. It features all the hit songs, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, Easy Street, I Don't Need Anything But You, It's a Hard Knock Life. It was absolutely fantastic. I was absolutely riveted. So make sure that you do get your tickets to go and see Annie at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. It is running Tuesdays through Sundays. Tickets range from 150 to 500 rand. And you can get your tickets on CompuTicket, or you can also visit the Tsoho San Monte Cassino page. All the details are on my website as well, heatherhook.com. So do yourself a favor and get down and have a great show with Orphan Annie, Oliver Warbucks, Miss Hannigan, and the rest of the crew. I really, really enjoyed it. Coming up next week, Friday, the 28th of October, I'm really excited. One of my favorite South African bands, Good Luck, is launching their third album, The Nature Within, and that is taking place at the Good Luck Bar in Braamfontein, or the Good Luck Club, should I say, in Braamfontein, presented by Black Bottle Whiskey, and it is going to be a fantastic launch, if I do say so myself. This is their most exciting album to date, and there's going to be live performances by Good Luck, as well as one of my other favorite South African bands, Rubber Duck, and Timo ODV is going to be there as well, and some of SA's favorite DJs. It is going to be an amazing evening. The sponsors are Case Logic, Levi's, and Nena in Pasadena, and I'm looking forward to a really fun evening. So that's next Friday, the 28th of October, at the Good Luck Club in Braamfontein from 8:30 onwards. Tickets range from 100 to 150 rand, and you can get your tickets by going onto Web Tickets. Once again, the link is available on my site, heatherhook.com. Now, I've mentioned Bistro Michelle quite a bit, and they had a wine tasting last week with Avondale, and they've got another one headed your way this week with Ataraxia Wines, and I'm quite excited for this as well. They've got an amazing menu to go along with the wines. The cost for the wine tasting evening is 430 rand, and Bistro Michelle was very recently honored with an American Express Platinum Fine Dining Award. They ranked as one of the top 100 restaurants in the country, which is no mean feat considering that we have some amazing restaurants around here in South Africa. And Bistro Michelle is owned and run by well-known restaurateur and chef Michel Morand, and they offer a fantastic French bistro theme menus. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. But do make sure that you get through to the Ataraxia wine tasting evening. That's this Thursday, the 20th. You can book your tickets by giving Bistro Michelle a call on 011-440-0769. They are located in the Bluebird Shopping Center, which is on the corner of Athol Oaklands Road and 4th Street in Burnham. You can also visit their website, bistromichelle.co.za, or you can obviously get them on social media as well. So that's the Ataraxia wine evening this Thursday, the 20th. Then I enjoyed a great evening, or a great meal, should I say. It was a lunch, actually. It wasn't an evening, at Bistro Michelle this past week. And Michel Morand has actually been in South Africa for 25 years. And to celebrate his 25th anniversary in South Africa, Bistro Michelle are offering all diners all their starter dishes on the menu for the grand sum of 1 rand only. Yes, you heard me right. 1 rand for a starter. This is running from Monday, October the 24th through to Sunday, November the 5th. And there's obviously T's and C's, so it's only one starter per person is permitted, and you do need to order a main course as well. I highly enjoyed their starter salads, which are perfect for the warmer weather. There's a huge selection of salads that Michelle has now put on the menu, and also their burgers are absolutely to die for. So go through and have a salad for like R1 and one of Bistro Michelle's fantastic famous hamburgers. You're going to really, really enjoy it. You can, like I said, get hold of them on 011-440-0769. They are open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Tuesdays through Sundays for lunch, and they are located in Burnham in Johannesburg. And I had an amazing chat with Chef Michelle from Bistro Michelle. Have a little listen what he has to say. So we are with Chef Michelle Morant at Bistro Michelle, 25 years in South Africa.
Wow, I can't believe it. It's already, you know, it's just been absolutely amazing to be able actually to cook in South Africa over the last 25 years. And now for celebration, you know, it's just creating a new menu, including some salads and a whole new prospect, which I haven't done for a very long time. Actually created just 7 new salads, great menu with some burgers, and of course a classic bistro food, you know, which I will never stay away from. And that's going to be an amazing celebration. You know, one run for the starters and the salads. You know, during that period of celebration, as long as having a main course, it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, just sharing and saying thank you very much for everybody who has supported me over the past 25 years. You know,
well, that's fantastic. And how can people get hold of you? Are you open every day?
We are open every day. We don't tread every shift, if I may say that way. We open Monday to Saturday for dinner, and Tuesday to Sunday for lunchtime.
Okay.
And that promotion will be available for lunch and for dinner at any time.
And it's a beautiful view. What's
it's great
not
view.
Like?
I mean, Bluebird is very central. It's just off the highway from College Drive. It's close to Melrose, close to Harton. It's definitely worth to come in for a special time.
Well, I'll definitely be back. Thank you so
Fantastic.
Much.
It's a great pleasure.
So awesome catching up with Chef Michelle from Bistro Michelle. Do yourself a favor, get down and enjoy a fantastic meal and your R1 starters. Yes, I know it sounds too good to be true, but it actually is true. And the food is fantastic too, I might add. Now it's everybody's favorite time, competition time. Yay, we love competitions. So if you want to win, stay tuned. The first competition that I'm going to tell you about is not a competition that I'm running. However, I feel it's just, I can't help but share it with you because I just think it's friggin' fantastic. So Pedro Porsche is a champagne and cigar bar that's going to be opening in Cedar Square in Four Ways on Friday the 4th of November. And they are running a ridiculously fantastic competition to win an exclusive prize to the value of R10,000. It includes a bottle of champagne, a surprise box, a tapas platter for four, valued at R500, exclusive lounge with VIP parking. This is set to be the latest and trendiest place in Four Ways. I'm very, very excited about it. So all you need to do is engage with them on social media. I've put the social media handles for Facebook and Twitter on my page, heatherhook.com. So you can go and check out the whole competition there. But all you need to do is engage with them. Their Twitter handle is @PedroPorsche. Whatever you do in any of your tweets or posts, please make sure you use the #PedroPorsche. Otherwise, we can't track all your tweets. Please feel free to include me in your tweets and your friends and get everybody active. The idea is to create awareness on social media. So if you want to win that prize valued at R10,000, make sure you get onto my website, heatherhook.com, and check out the Pedro Porsche post. And I wish you all the best of luck, and I hope to see you guys there. Now, I still have the Rubber Duck album up for grabs until the end of the month. So if you love local band Rubber Duck and you would like to win a copy of their brand new or their debut brand new album, The Secret Sunrise, please engage with me on Twitter. My handle is Heather L. Hook. And all you need to do is tweet me and tell me the name of the album. Obviously include Rubber Duck in your tweet as well, @RubberDuckMusic, and tell me the name of the album that I told you a couple of seconds ago. So that's all you have to do to stand the chance to win, and I will be doing the draw at the end of the month. So do stay tuned. I also have 2 sets of 4 tickets to give away to the Robin Hood and Babes in the Wood pantomime on Saturday the 12th of November at 7:30 in the evening. So all you have to do is name one of the cast members. You can either engage with me on my Facebook page or again on Twitter at Heather L. Hook and let me know what is the name of one of the cast members. I have listed all the cast members on Facebook and on my Facebook page. So you can head across to heatherhook.com, check out the Robin Hood panto post, and then head on to Facebook. I've given you the link there and go and comment and you can stand a chance to win. If you're not sure if you want to win and you don't want to miss out, because I know tickets did sell out last year, you can get hold of the Joburg Theatre box office on 0861 670 670. And I've also given you the link to click there to book your tickets. It is going to be absolutely fantastic, as the pantomimes always, always are at Joburg Theatre. And I just, it's something about the pantomime that kind of like equals Christmas and just equals end of the year festivities and jolliness. So make sure that whatever you do, you get yourself down to Joburg Theatre to see Robin Hood and Babes in the Wood pantomime. And to round off the show, a little bit of info on a really cool place that I've discovered, which is called Hope on Hopkins. Now, for those of you who know, I'm newly into drinking gin. I'm starting to love my gin. I also love entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs that are making gin just makes me doubly, doubly happy. So I was lucky enough to catch up with Lucy Beard, who is an ex-lawyer. And together with her partner, about 2 years ago, they opened Hope on Hopkins, which is a very small artisanal distillery situated in the heart of Cape Town. And they pride themselves on truly crafting their own spirit. So they don't buy in any base spirit. They make everything themselves. They distill everything themselves in their two distillery pots that they've got on site. And their dedication and craft and respectful handling of the ingredients culminates in some absolutely amazing gin. They brew their own Hope on Hopkins gin, and then they also brew for a variety of other clients, Jennifer Montaigne, of which I'm a huge fan and I have spoken about before. They also do Blutlemon, they do Musgrave gin, they do a whole bunch of really cool things, and they're located at 7 Hopkins Street in Salt River in Cape Town. They're a working distillery, so you can go in on the weekends and go and have a look and learn a little bit more about distilling gin. And you can also do a tour and gin experience. And I had an absolutely fantastic time chatting to Lucy at Capital Craft in Pretoria a little while ago. So have a little listen what Lucy has to say about Hope on Hopkins. So we are at Capital Craft in Pretoria with Lucy, who is a master distiller. Am I right? Or just a distiller? Well, we're calling her master distiller this evening. And she's going to tell us a little bit about all the gins that they distill and all the things that they do. And yeah.
Yeah, so I've been up here in Pretoria introducing the wonderful crowd at Capital Craft to all the gins we do. We're a small distillery down in Cape Town called Hope on Hopkins, and we do several of our own gins under the Hope brand, and then we do several gins for other people under sort of the brands that they've developed themselves. So we make Jennifer Montaigne, which we designed to be a sort of Cape Mountain Fynbos gin with beautiful rose geranium. And then we do a Musgrave gin for brand owner Simone Musgrave, which is an African spice root journey gin. And then we do Blutlemon, which is for a group of guys who realized gin was having a moment and wanted to really sort of concentrate on citrus and the wonderful blood orange. And so I've done that for them. And then three of our own.
And so you would distill for people that maybe are not big enough to have their own distilleries or something
or
like that, right?
Don't have the know-how or equipment, quite frankly.
Okay.
But sort of what I love doing is recipe design. So I've done a lot of tinkering with botanicals. We've only been at it for just over 2 years, so we're quite new to it. So it's very exciting.
That sounds long. Yeah. It sounds like a long time, but...
And had no history in it whatsoever. So my husband and I, who run the distillery, we were lawyers by training initially and came back home and started on this journey. And we realized, I realized, part of the fun part is actually developing recipes. And so we did our three flagships, and actually from the start worked with Musgrave, who wanted a gin brand but was not interested in distilling at all, and now have found more people who are sort of similar inclination, realized either that gin is cool or gin is so creative and varied, and so we've sat with them and developed sort of differing flavor profiles. And that is the joy of gin. No two gins conditions are the same.
So if I was in Cape Town, I wanted to pop in and come visit you, could I? And where would I find you?
Absolutely. We're a small distillery. So during the week, we are hard at work making all these beautiful gins. But we open our doors on Saturdays. And you can book in advance, but you can just rock up. And you can come and see the distillery and do full tastings. There's several options you can choose from. And you can find our gins now in Johannesburg and Pretoria. Yay. Which is quite exciting.
Awesome. Super. Thank you, Lucy.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Good. So if you like gin and you want to try something different, check out Hope on Hopkins and also my personal fave, Genever Montaigne, that I'm absolutely loving at the moment. It's fantastic for summer. It's really refreshing. So guys, that is it from me, Heather, on Hangout with Heather for today. I'll be back with you guys again on Friday. Looking forward to that. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can get hold of me on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. You can also get me on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I'm on Facebook and my website is heatherhook.com. Do drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com, if you have any upcoming events that you think that I should know about or that I should be attending. And I will chat to you guys really soon. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.